Well, check your time. The time is 18 hours. It is that time once again where GCIS is inviting the listeners of the community radio sector to converge around their radios and go through the content that we believe is so wonderful you're going to be getting from Department of Social Development tonight. Yes, welcome to this special program brought to you by GCIS in collaboration with the Department of Social Development. Just like the many before this one, this program seeks to highlight the interventions by the department in dealing with the scourge of gender-based violence. My name is Lennox Glass, greeting you from the studios of GCIS here in Tshwane. On the technical team, our pilot to make sure that we do not have technical glitches is Ntate Gavin. Yes, Ntate Gavin, we see you. Someone who's going to be manning our lines. We call them producers. Is Ntate Fenki. Fenki is going to make sure that you are put through to engage and ask questions in our tonight's program. I can see Nontantla is trying to hide. Nontantla is what is called the producer of tonight's program. She's going to be evaluated on the basis of the success of this program tonight. If we do not like Nontantla, we'll make sure that this program is not as successful as the one we did with you last week. In our studios tonight, we have three beautiful ladies. It's a pity there are no cameras here. I've been telling GCIS to install cameras. You know what is called digital broadcasting is that kind of broadcasting that allows multi-platforms. People at home should be able now to go through their phones and see what I'm monopolizing right now. These beautiful faces, they should be able to sit at home and look at you and see you. Okay, I have Dr. Joyce Mohanedi. She's going to tell us what is it that she does. Welcome, Doctor, in tonight's program.
Thank you very much. Good evening, Batheletsi.
Danke. I love Batheletsi. And then next to Dr. Joyce, we have Me Buntle Lintswe. Buntle Lintswe, greet the listeners.
Dumelang baretsi.
Aha. Last but not least, we have Me Peladi Mamaila.
Okay, Tumela Babareti, Ke Peladi Mamaila.
Peladi Mamaila. You see, today we are spoiled with languages. This means we are not going to give you what we are going to give you in English. At intervals, we are going to shift to the second gear, third gear, and the fourth gear, and give you this content. In almost all the official languages, I'm so excited. Now, I know when people hear Department of Social Development, they think grant. They think 350. How much is it again?
350.
They think 350. But I wish to set the record straight from the beginning. Yes, perhaps that program will be facilitated next week. Tonight, we are dealing with something serious sketch that has been troubling our country, South Africa. It's called GBV. Gender-based violence. Now we're going to allow our doctor to assist us in demystifying this GBV. My good doctor, what is this GBV?
Thank you very much. Gender-based violence. Re bolela ka aisho ya batho based on their gender go ya ka bong jwa bona ke tiragalo e jwang motho ge a itibella go ba ge re lebella motho re kgona go bona gore e ka ba ke motho wa ntate ke motho wa mme rena le jere di bitjang di LGBTI le bona ke bo lesbian gays jwalo jwalo batho ba ge ba itibella go ba rena jwale ka setšhaba ge re ba lebella ge re tlo tlisa lefokolela gender based violence then re bona go ba swanela gore re ba tlaise simply because of their gender bong jwa bona ka mantšu a mang go ba gona ga bona ke gona go dirang gore they are exposed because of their gender go tlaisa motho ka bong jwa gagwe simply means that
yo Dr. Joyce you just spoken like a magician here let's establish the authority now Dr. Joyce, what is it that you do there at DSD? I mean, you are hitting the right notes in terms of this animal. What is your function or responsibility there at DSD?
Let me first indicate, Khori, I've been with the department for the past 12 years. Mushumo waka in the department. Ke lebagalane le se re se bitswang 365 days program of action ke program ye re dirang on a proactive level e bolela gore re dira re fahlosha setšhaba ka seo se ka ba diragalang ka mantšu a mang re ba lemosha re ba fa thuto pele ga ge se se direga ka mantšu a mang re dira thibela bolwetse Thibela bolwetse basically means we do prevention re na le di programs ka pa mananeo a re a dirang a ke fe mohlala ke mananeo a mmalwa ge re bolela ka 365 days ngwaga wa rena o na le matjatji a ma 365 ka pa mhlomong 366 go di mo ga matjatji a o le tjatji leleleleng le na le lenaneo la lona leo re fahlushang batho ka lona a ke fe mohlala renale what we call trafficking in persons ka bripana e bolela ka lenaneo la go thibela bokgoba jwa batho ba kgona go dirwa bokgoba mo lefaseng ka go shumela batho bao ba ka be batla be ba batseba ka pa ba sa batsebe batho batla ba recruitwa ka leina la gore go na le mošomo kaikai a ke fe mohlala from Limpopo motho o kgona go recruitiwa go a thiwa go na le mošomo Gauteng then ke go linke le mošomo oo e fela nnete ke gore taba eo ga e gona motho ka lebaka la boemo jwa ikonomi ya rena jo bole go tlase they find themselves being deceived then ba latela di traffickers ge ba fihla mo Gauteng ke mo ba tlo kopana le ntwe re bitsang exploitation e thoma tlaisho e thoma fao then ke lena no le re bitsang trafficking in persons e direga ka October first week of October ke lena no le ileng gore ke karolo it's part of 365 days but specifically in October rena le Orange Day ke lele la mananeo a rena leo re le observang on the 25th of every month. Ka di 25 cha kgwedi engwe le engwe re apara sengwanyana mo meleng wa rena se se orange. Orange ka color ya spedi ke namone. Color ye e bontsha transformation. Transformation ka bripana e bolela goreng go fetoga. Re fetoga jwang. Motho o na le go godishwa. Go godisha that's what we call socialization. Socialization ge re fetsa go fiwa go ba go blessiwa ka lesea in the house then we start socializing means then we start teaching this a young one with the norms and values di 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 tiragalo tsa ka mogae tse re di re dirang as a family then ngwana o gola ana le tsona mafelelong a letjatji a tla e khwetja e ba mme ka pantate ka lebaka la socialization then ge re bolela ka transformation gona le gore ge ka gae dilo di sa tsamaye ka mananeo mohlomong mme kapa ntate ge re bolela ka tlaisho ya bong ga se fela bontate ba batlaishang bomme bomme ba gona ba batlaishang bontate bana ba rena ba lebella tiragalo eo ba bona e le mokgwa o mobotse a good way ya go solve di probleme ka mogae ka moso e tlo ba batswadi ge ba ya pele ke moka ba thoma go practice mokgwa ola o re bolelang ka ona le hono ba tseba gore gore di problems di tle di solve in the house gona motho o tshwanetse a direng a berekisha di face re na le program ya 16 days 16 days ke machachi a le sumetshela awo a thomang ka November a tlo felelang ka December 25 November to the 10th of December ke machachi a re observing ka pa re rutang sechaba ka ditlaisho tse di leng gona ga golo ditlaisho magareng ga bomme le bana rena gape le di programme tse ding go ba mananeo amang a nka bontshang ka ona gape gore rena le everyday heroes it's a victim empowerment brand ke brand e victim empowerment jwale ka lenaneo itsijwang ka lona ke tla tswela pele ka
doctor ke a bona o batla o fetsa program no. You want to finish the program? No, and go home now. Thank you very much. You see, our listeners need time to process the information. We don't want to give them at once the kind of information we're giving them. We appreciate that. We will be forced to repeat some of the things that you've highlighted. At this point, kitokupela. Mamaila, to if possible, to add, but use a different language for the benefit of other listeners who might not necessarily understand the language. Or we can go to Melintri and she can do the same. Almost summarize the beautiful content shared by Dr. Joyce, so that we are not leaving no one behind. Where do we start? Uti umama mandiketelo mama Maila.
Okay,
talk to us.
Kelebuha. Nkito bua ka GB. Okay, I'm going to talk about the gender-based violence, the kind of gender-based violence. We are having various type of gender-based violence. That is physical abuse, where you find that our victim are being abused physically, that is emotional abuse. There is a threat towards our clients by their partners, their love partners. That is economical abuse, where the partner is abusing the victim regarding the finance because our victim are not employed. Then how do you get the effect of gender-based violence is you find that it causes stress towards our victim. And then in regarding the physical, you will find that our client have bruises on their face and they will hide and not explain to anyone. Then we are having, how can you get help regarding this GBV? We are having our gender-based violence command center that is operating 24/7. It has social workers in all languages. If you want to speak to in your own language, we are available for 24/7 during the holidays, Sundays. When people, the social worker, the field social worker, they are leaving at 4 o'clock, we are there to operate. And then our number is 0800-428-428. That number is free to online. Whether you are phoning through the MTN, the Vodacom, the Telkom, the landline is free. And we are also having the please call me. You can dial *120*7867# and our social worker will respond to your please call. And then you can send the SMS to 315331. Or we are having the social workers who are assisting our client who are person with disability. Then you can send, please help me, GPV. Then they will respond to you. And then the center is available for 24/7. And then we are collaborating with the field social worker because at the command center, we just contain the emotion and the feelings of a client. And we refer our client, if they need face-to-face, to our field social workers. Or we, if they need emergency, the police, we contact the police immediately. And then we are able to communicate with to the police, South African Police Services, to assist. And then I think
thank
I'm
you.
Covered.
Thank you. You are very much covered, Mama Maila. And now let's establish the authority once again. Share with the listeners, what is it that you do in that big organization or department?
Okay. I'm providing counseling, trauma counseling, to the victim of gender-based violence. And then we are not specifically focusing on GBV. Even the non-GBV, let's say the person is requesting information, can I get the number for SASA? We are able to assist. If the person is experiencing dispute in the family, we are providing counseling, marital counseling. We are doing everything all in all languages.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much, Me Peladi. Now, let's go to you, Me Lintswe. Before you share your inputs around the subject matter, tell us, what is it that you do in that big department?
Dumela Happy Barezi, as a quality assurer at the Gender-Based Violence Command Center, I am responsible for ensuring that the service that we give to our customers are of good quality. We are a support function to operations. Operations meaning the social workers that are giving service to our victims of gender-based violence. We ensure that everything is working properly, the systems are working properly. We also ensure that in the center, we have set the standards of operation. So we ensure that all processes and standards are being adhered to. We ensure that we also do call monitoring. We do ensure that everything is being adhered to, all processes are being adhered to through each and every call that comes to our center. It's very, very important to us. We take each and every call very serious. So we quality assure those calls to ensure that our clients are happy at the end of the day. It's also very important that we hear from our customers, our clients, that the service that they received, were they happy with, and how would they like us to improve the service? So we do that through, we've got post-call rating, where every interaction that we have with our clients is being rated. And also at the end of the service, because providing psychosocial service to our clients is not something that happens today and then it's done. It can take a month, 2 days, or even 3 months before the client can say, I'm happy with the service that I've received from, I'm done, I've received this whole service from the center. So once the client says, I'm done with the service that I received from the center, we call the client and ask the client, how did they receive the service? How are they perceiving the service that they got from us? Are they happy with us?
Okay, thank you very much. You see, talking about your wish to get the feedback or the callers calling you, right here on my screen, Mahlangu was listening to what you were saying about the need of getting the callers calling you. On the line, we have from Siyabuswa, Ndate Mahlangu. Mahlangu, you are on air.
Awande, pa.
Awe.
Nijani.
Kabakabikabla viniga, unjani we dat.
Aisko, namba, Mahlangu, Siyabuswa.
Aw, Mahlangu.
Yebo, si indavale si lalela lapha ku inakekelwa FM.
Nagagelo, okay.
Yes. La usesilo khulume kokuthoma lapha simzwile usesilo singaba mhlambe besifuna ukuba ne-contact naye khe sibe nezinye iy'ngo esingazidinga idawo sizwile kunefundo lapha kuye eney'ngo esiyihlogayo.
Thank you very much, Ndate Mahlangu. Besides that, do you have a question? Otherwise, you are going to get the number, but we are not going to give it to you now because you are going to run away. We are going to give you the number somewhere in the middle of the program. But is there a question you want to ask?
I want to come to the I promise you,
umzwile uthi nayo uyayifuna lento lena. This is what she's paid for. Ukuthi akhulume nawe. You are going to get the numbers. We'll make sure that you call her and she picks up your phone. Thank you very much, Babu Mahlangu. And on the other line, we have Aperi from Pretoria. Ndati Aperi, you're on air.
Aseri Ndlovu.
Aseri, sorry, I beg your pardon, that Aseri. Aseri,
no problem.
Okay.
No problem, Bruce. Greetings to you, Lennox, and long time, and greetings to the guests there.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, I just want to ask something now. I'm listening from Capital Live 99.0 FM.
Oh, Capital Radio.
Yes. I want to understand. I heard something very interesting here, that under the GBV banner, there is something called gender-based violence under the economic abuse. So I want to understand. Let's say here am I, I'm sitting here, and I'm with my wife. And my wife is the one that is working.
Yes.
And she is abusing me economically. Or I'm the one that is working and I'm abusing her economically. How does that come in? Does it come in when I don't give the money? If it's in the case of me abusing her? And does it come in as when she doesn't give me the money? If she's the one working and not giving me money, in an instance, maybe I'm the one that is staying with the kids, just to make it practical.
Okay.
And I can't support the kids. Number two, quickly, does this also add into the GBV, into a woman abusing a boy child or a girl child as well? Or we have another kind of the definition of an abuse besides GBV, where when it comes to a woman abusing a child. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Aseri. We noted your questions and we'll try to respond to them. And particularly the one that talks to how the second one, the economic abuse, manifests. When do you know this is economic abuse? You're still tuned to this special broadcast brought to you by GCIS in collaboration with DSD, that is Department of Social Development, a department that has managed not only to do what people call paradigm shift, they've moved completely and overturned what used to be the case before 1994. As you are aware, 1994 or before that, our mothers, grandmothers used to get the grant only once in 2 months. Right now, we are all getting the grants in 1 month, and it is in the same scale. This is DSD, but today we're talking about gender-based violence. Now, two questions. One deals with the number. It's up to us. We can give that number right now. The number by the caller Mahlangu from Siyabuswa in Mpumalanga on Ndebele. They are requesting that number. We can provide that number now, but definitely we'll repeat the number. In fact, whilst doing that, let's give all the important numbers. And two, Untate Aseri would love to know, how does this economic abuse manifest? And secondly, it's gender-based violence. How do you frame or coin an abused child, girl or boy child? Is it the same as GBV? Maybe you heard him better than me, but I think this is what I'm picking up from his question. Doctor, kiwena doctor mo. Please assist us with a serious question. How does the economic abuse manifest?
Re a leboga ntate Asser. Economic abuse is one of the red flags showing that there is this element of abuse in the house. Let me indicate. A ke bontshe gore one of the partners ke kwile o bolela ka gore ka ba wena or mme montlo is working, is earning an income. Then on that income, then gona le bana. It might even happen that bana are under one of you's custody. Ge bana ba le under somebody's custody, and then one of the parents is working. It's equally important for the parent who is working to also provide what we call maintenance. Very much interesting, Ndate Asser. Maintenance is not only coming from bontate. It should also come from bomme, because rebolela ka bana in the house. We're talking about the children. So the element of economic abuse might come in now if one of the partners is in a position of a salary, but at the same time enjoying her or his salary alone. And there is also something like, I don't want my wife to work because she might earn even more than my salary, and at the end of the day, I won't earn, you know, the respect. Because unfortunately, really bad too, we tend to think the respect is coming with the money, only to find that respect on its own, you earn, you model the respect, and then the other people will also follow. In other words, the economic abuse come in handy in this situation when somebody is deprived that benefits. Remember, we are partners in this house, and therefore what is brought into the house must be shared amongst the people in the house. So then economic abuse, if somebody is prevented to work, if somebody is prevented to manage that money coming into the house, if somebody is not included in the budget, if somebody is not benefiting or exposed to economic exposure, mutu atimiwa go shuma, because then the money will make her, especially in the case of bomme, it will make her not to respect me anymore. And therefore, bomakhelwane batla nyata. Secondly, kikwile u highlight the situation where a mother is abusing a child. Here we're talking a child abuse, but as one of the elements falling within the gender-based violence. Remember, gender-based violence is a broader concept, but then the child abuse is a smaller portion going into the broader picture. Then, children can be abused because of the very same, I want to relate the two, the very same economic abuse. If the mother is unable to either confront or just to nicely check, I mean, what's happening with the mother. Remember, when you are caught up in a threatening situation, then you start defending. Then by defense, unfortunately, they find themselves abusing innocent children for something which can be solved in the house by the parents. So of course, yes, child abuse is there in different ways. It can be through emotional, where a parent will be calling children names. So she's trying to say something, And this is a red flag on its own. So yeah, I'm not sure. And Dr. Asere, I think I've covered you. If you're happy, thank you.
Thank you very much. Before you give the numbers, I don't want to keep Lebu and Daniel waiting any longer. We'll take them back to back. First, we'll start with Lebo from Eastern Cape, and I suspect it's Takalane. Lebu, you are on air.
Lennox, okay, Tabuti.
Umunati, who's one daddy?
Kiati, Langabule, and Gosi. Man, Kikinale Puso Tepedi, only two questions. One is, I'm concerned about simple thing. Why kakubulawa abantu abangomama ukucaca ukuba baya bavela bakhawulezwa then ithi abantu abangomama bebulala abantu abangotata hayi kuvele kuthatha ixesha ukuthi babulawa ngabantu abangomama so yokuqala ke le and then number two putswa ke ndibatlangwe butswa why the program sethabona tsena because it seems as if the serious why babasa lisebenzisi as I'm talking on behalf of Takalani Community Radio kujoe gadi nento ne-Free State babasa sebenzisi iprogram tetsabona batle batloruta batho as to babenalili some sort of i-awareness balisebenzise ngisabaka ki-emphasize why am I saying this it is because re dula re bolelelwa mona haye uthi abana budget yawuyetsa di awareness tsa bona so we have to deal le ntoli a bisho head office because community radio station was made to we have to do things for free so I get even that demon to pa le nthuso ba nthuso ne tsela mono na ke a gola ngutlwile John Tata ke tsile bua sgwa wa ntwana phone ya ka no.
Okay, it's all right. You must buy that at time, Lebu. Okay, let's jump very fast and go to Ntate Daniel. Babo Daniel, eThekwini, you are on air.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a listener of Good News Community Radio. First of all, before I get into what I need to ask, I want to commend Good News Community Radio. That is a sort of a rainbow station that provides for all the communities and different topics they got where they got addictions, topics on addictions they discuss on a daily basis, focus on a family, where they discuss family issues to build up families, and they got dramatized people's experience in life where they educate the community and the listeners. And my question is listening to social development, you seem to be reactive. You've got centers and all that is good, where people that have problems can come through. But what about being proactive? By that, I mean, we have violence in schools, we have abuse in schools. Can't we have people going out to the school or have counselors in schools to assist these children so before they become abused and so forth, they can speak up to the people around them? If you have a social worker or a counselor in school, they know the person and they'll feel more free because they know the person to speak to them before they come to a serious stage where you need to come in. And also the communities. We can get into the communities, have meetings with the community as you got them on now, you have a panel, and go to different communities and have a chat with them and teach them about what is going on with gender-based violence and so forth. Many of them don't listen to the radio, don't listen to the news, don't know what's going around them. But we educate our people before they start getting into that violent situation. I think it will assist the community and the country as a whole. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much, Baba Daniel. We know Good News is doing a great deal of work around these issues. They have a center there when they are assisting people who are the victims of this sketch that we're talking about. Let's quickly take Moses from Eshowe. Moses, you are on air. Moses?
Yebo, yebo.
Ngene emsakazweni, Baba. We are on air.
Already,
ngizindevona kusami. Okay. Into
wena Moses isicela uvale nje umsakazo wakho. If you can switch off your radio, that's why there's this delay you are hearing
all
there.
All right.
Okay.
It's off now.
Okay, we can hear it's off now. Hit us, Moses.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Ukhuluma no Moses Khumalo la waseShowe eMbongolwane. Ngithi mina ke what about la kule situation violence le othola ukuthi umama uyasebenza. Ubaba akasebenzi and then ugcina but ubaba ekhaya eseluza but ilokhuzana irespect umama uthola ukuthi ekuqaleni mhlambe ubaba ebathe esebenza yonke into kwifamily iright izingane isupporteka kahle yonke into and then kufike but la khona ubaba esephela khona umsebenzi and then sekuqhama la khona ifoundance ukuthi umama ngenxa ukuthi uyasebenza usenama powers ukuthi agcine esem endamina but ubaba i situation ekanjalo nisolva kanjani ngoba siyathola but ukuthi obaba abaningi bafola under kule situation le ukuthi emakhaya abasatholi kahle ukuthi ba respecteke ngendlela efanele womama cause uthi ukuthi inkinga ubaba ebade sebenza manje akasebenzi nalo 350 lo abasuke uhulumeni ukhipha awukhani ukumanage ukuthi bagcine supporta izingane ngendlela efanele yithi indlela but uhulumeni angenza ngayo ukuthi ulekeleleke esimeni esikanjalo ngiyabonga
thank you very much and Moses let us recap the questions let us there's three main questions here, one or two from Lebu. Lebu is asking why the turnaround is so almost immediate when a woman is affected and the opposite is not the truth. When the man is the one on the receiving end, why seemingly the turnaround time is slow. This is Lebu's concern. I'm sure he has instances he wants to cite, but that is his gist. And two, he's talking about possibility of outreach programs. What is it that we're doing to go out there in the communities? I know, for instance, your department is doing a great deal of that. Maybe his corner has not been touched. I know I've been with the department doing these outreach programs. And part of what he's saying, when community radio stations are assisting in making sure that they facilitate these programs, the departments are saying you are going to have to do it for free. And I don't think then that will be your competency area to respond. I think Lebu should take that to GCIS and ask GCIS why other departments are saying they will do programs for free. Please don't worry about that question. It falls within the competence of GCIS. Good News is raising almost a similar question to Lebu, but his focus is at schools. Why are we not proactive? Why don't we go to schools and do these programs so that we avoid a fully fledged abuser when they are old? Because he believes when they grow up, they become gender-based violence abusers. Why don't we go to schools and make sure that this thing is not happening? As sure when Moses is saying, what programs do you have as a government to discourage women when they are the ones working? They almost undermine their partners. Maybe this talks to, or it's a question for the social workers, or I don't know. So these are the questions. I'm going to look at your direction. You will decide who's going to answer which question. Let's start with Lebo's question. Do you want to take a bite?
Yeah, I want to take the one regarding the outreach program at the school.
Good.
Yes. We are having the provincial social workers. That is the field of experience on doing the outreach program. We are at the national office, and then we are providing the gender-based violence services. And then the provincial, if they invite us from the national, then we give them support regarding the outreach program so that we can educate our learners at school. Because there are a lot of violence at school that needs social workers.
Mm.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much. Basically, we are saying there's something that is happening at schools. Mm. Maybe not at a level that everybody can see immediately. Because we have so many schools in South Africa, particularly the ones that require this intervention. Mm. We will give numbers again when people are requiring these services, which numbers to call. I can see, Doctor, you want to say something.
In addition to what Mayor Mamaila is saying, I want to indicate that we do have a program. We are working in an integrated approach. Remember, this monster cannot be fought by one person only, hence the integrated approach. We also have this program taken to the institutions of higher learning. We raise awareness in that regard, because of our situations of knowing very well that the learners there are starting to be independent. And fortunately or unfortunately, being independent and out of your parents' space then can make one vulnerable in terms of me gampone simply means I'm in control of my own life. So we go there, we raise awareness, because there is quite a number of crimes taking place in the institutions. Therefore, we try to prevent Tibela Bulweji Ipalakalafo in Northern Sotho. So, hence, I want to go back to my initial presentation to say we do have a number of proactive programs that is inclusive of men as positive role model. We teach men how to become partners. And I need to also indicate more go ba theletse gore re na le bontate ba re kgantshang ka bona ba re leng proud e leng di role models ba re thusang go ruta setšhaba ka go tšea maikarabelo le go protecta. Maybe ke bontshe gore in the beginning men were made to be the protectors, and hence we need them as partners who protect the malapa abona banaba bona bo meba bona. So ki one of the programs stated rena le jona. So ki lega go araba kanya gore we are not only reactive, but we are having proactive programs. We interact with institutions through integrated approach, rezamayale social crime prevention, rezamayale substance abuse.
I can assure you, Department of Social Development is paying for all its programs. There's no way they will come here and say we want this for free. That is the matter that should be addressed by GCIS. We have three callers on the line. Khulufelo, Nhlanhla, and Rodney. We are noting you. We'll come back to you right now, sir. I just want to address the question Lebo asked. This question I know we're here by DSD. Statistically speaking, so many people that are abusers are proven to be men. So when now the government is responding to people, it's going to be perceived that government is biased only in favor of the cases affecting women. Statistically, Lebo, even in your neighborhood, if you go and check, you'll find out of 100 cases of GBV, 99 are perpetrated by men. So it's not like that odd case perpetrated by the woman is not going to be followed up. It does, but you think it is not with the same speed. But the balance of forces, the balance of the cases suggests that there's a crisis where many men are. This is undeniable fact, but this, you can take it again up with the Department of Social Development. I know they responded to this question a long, long time ago. Now, let's go to Holofelo, who's calling from Zipedia, and after that, we're going to take Nhlanhla back to back, and the third one is going to be Rodney in that fashion. Holofelo, you are on air.
Hi, Thobela, okay?
Umunati, ujwang me.
Rogona, ke khulufelo ka mo video, like it's related through the BFM.
Yes.
But show ya ka ina ke le go tsana le ela ya Moses mo ilong gore ke botsisa gore be ke nyaka go botsisa gore is ka mo gae like some Moses a buletse gore go bereka mma and then ga go bereka mma papa kana ko ngwe le ena o nyaka tlokomelo mara o humana ile gore di demands tsa gagwe ke tse go tsana le gore o nyaka chelete for cigarette o nyaka chelete for go notswa le majika a ye go nwa yala o nyaka tsela ka bona dilo tse e leng gore a di nang le di-benefita everyone ka mo gae. Do we still call that like a financial abuse or emotional abuse? How do we classify that problem? Or how, as batho ba social development, if ke ya go bona as motho wa mosadi ke kgopela di-advice gore okay, ke nna ke le mosadi ke a bereka ka mo gae. And then ke berekang ntate wa ko ntlong o nyaka tšhelete for go yaleng or for di-cigarette or whatever dilo tse e leng gore a dire benefit. Ba kang advisor jwang, how do we deal with such?
Thank you. Very pertinent question. Kholofelo, the guest will answer you. Very, very. I like the way you juxtaposed that question. We will answer to you right now. Let's go to Nhlanhla. Nhlanhla, you are on air. Nhlanhla. Nhlanhla, uchabile. Nhlanhla, ubalekile. Okay, khuluma Nhlanhla.
Umqabani njani
baba? Ah, kumnandi baba, you are on air.
Ah, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Ukukhuluma noNhlanhla Mqondo la from AKZN eDurban.
Yes.
Mkhumbane ilokishi. Yes, I'm from the organization. Anyway, I'm a founder of the organization called Pepper Foundation, means be safe. We are 6 members in the organization. We registered in 2019. We started 2018. We are running a program at Dila Nabo GPV, Human Trafficking and Community Safety. I-program yethu okuyona ehamba phambili esiyihedayo is called One Home, One Whistle, where we are distributing whistles, turning umphakathi wonke to be ama-security noma ube wonogadi, umakhelwane akabe unogadi amakhelwane wakhe. We're running this organization from our home pockets. We're trying to get ama-donations, people. I understand that this is kathi esikusona njengabanje abantu abanayo imali, they are not free to support us. Nathi siyazama ukuthi siraise with anything esidayisane esitholayo, sithole leyo mali sothenga intente and go to the communities. We have already, our profile is on the Facebook. You can see our programs, what we are doing. We are just needing a help ukuthi sikwazi ukubeka le program and helping our government in fighting GBV.
A very good program, Tate Nhlanhla. Tell me, before you leave, Tate Nhlanhla, have you registered with DST as an NGO?
Yes, we are an NPO, sir.
Yeah, NPO. Yes. Have you registered with DST?
Yes, we did.
Okay, thank you. Do you have another question? Are you done? Okay, thank you. Now let's go straight to Rodney from Siyabuswa. Siyabuswa is taking over tonight. Rodney, you are on air.
I am super, my brother.
Yes, sir.
The issue of GBV, for me, from my own observation, because I do work on these issues from where I am now, I've realized that as much as we're dealing with it now, but there's something that we left behind. Our society was never rehabilitated after 1994. So what you see from my observation, it's a reaction of the behavior of anger from the previous, what happened previously. So we need to be like with it as a nation, and we need to develop programs that are deliberately designed to heal us as a nation without using too much of politics. And that's something I wish one day we can have a discussion about it, and I can share my experience, and I've seen results by treating challenges with that kind of attitude. We need to be rehabilitated as a nation. To the social workers, you find that the social worker is angry on her own, but she's qualified to give us info to help us. So he needs to be rehabilitated as a professional. So we, as a nation, we are not being rehabilitated. And that's where we're going to start everything. Then we will never abuse each other once we've been rehabilitated, because we value each other now at a point whereby we now understand who we are and where are we going.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ntate Rodney, with that counseling advice. Let's go to... Can we jump and go to our WhatsApp before we take Thabisa? Let's go to our WhatsApp. Thank you.
Good evening, Lennox, and good evening to the guests in the studio and all that are listening. My name is Thabo, calling from Makado, listening to Makado FM. I just wanted to find out from your guest, does the department sit down and review its strategies to deal with gender-based violence? I'm asking this because year on year, when statistics is revealed, it shows us that gender-based violence is on an increase. And also, are they working with different stakeholders, maybe your churches, your NGOs, to see to it that the numbers go down? Because also, again, statistics shows us that it is women that are mostly victims of gender-based violence. So I just wanted to find out, are they looking into different strategies besides the ones they have? And do they review their strategies to see whether they are working or not? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that contribution, Ntate Thabo. Let's go to Thabisa. Thabisa, from you, we are going to Frank. Is it Frankie? Okay. Thabisa, you are online.
Thabisa, ke Moleje FM.
Thank you, Thabisa.
Lenano la GBV, ke lenano le le botse le department le tlang ka lona. Potšišo ya ka gore na call for proposal for funding e baneng for the organization je le gore di ne le implementa this program ya GBV. Thank you.
Okay. Thabisa, did you get Tabisa's question? Okay, for my benefit, Thabisa, can you repeat your question?
Potšišo ya ka gore call for proposal for funding for program ya gender ya BEP or gender based violence e ba neng.
Okay.
The organization that is implementing these programs, they want to create funding, they want to expand the manene wabo.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you very much, my sister. Okay, you want to know when are we getting the funding? Okay, for these programs. Thank you very much. We'll come back to you. Okay, now let's try. We don't want to pile so many questions. I would like to go with you, Melintri. I want us to go with you, Melintri. There's a question. I think it's a question from WhatsApp. I think it falls within your competency area. It talks about, since you are dealing with assurance, you know, assurance presupposes that you go there and check what was done, if it was done properly. Now, this caller, Thabo, on WhatsApp, he wants to find out if is there a point where you sit down, review, and revisit the strategy, because he's worried the numbers are going up. Have you done this in your capacity as the quality assurer? I can see the doctor wants to jump in. Doctor, I'll come back to you right now. You will add, in your capacity as the assurer, Do you get the sense that the work that we are doing is fine? Because people are saying the cases are going.
In the quality assurance field, as we are busy assuring the process in the center, we do get that some customers are saying that it's the same. I've reported the case, but the abuse is still happening. And also, some would be complaining about maybe the service that they get outside the gender-based violence command center, that they didn't get assistance outside the gender-based violence command center. As a result, they stopped reporting cases of abuse that they're experiencing. On our side, we just encourage the clients to report to the police and also to find ways to deal with the abuse, not to sit alone and say the reporting the case is not happening. We also encourage our social workers to speak to our clients to do proper coaching with them to ensure that they give proper feedback, proper psychosocial service to the victims of gender-based violence command center.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Lizzie. I want to give an opportunity because this talks to the strategy. Doctor, the caller is saying, or is trying to inquire if do you revisit your strategies because the numbers are going up?
Thank you very much. We do. Let me indicate we had the previous strategy, which was from 2013 to 2018, consisted of three pillars. But after realizing that the gender-based violence still need more attention and even more stakeholders, in a way, ki kabarale the issue of are they working alone? How about the churches and other faith-based organization, the traditional healers and leaders? I've indicated previously that we cannot work on this monster alone. Hence, we do have a number of stakeholders in this field. So I want to indicate that from 2013 to 2018, we have been working with that program of action. In between, we had to review. The issue here is the review. From 2018 now, taking into consideration the marches which came through from different angles, especially with the civil society organization, the National Strategic Plan of Gender-Based Violence and Femicide 2020 to 2030 came into the action, which consists of six pillars. I'm trying to say that we are not sitting back and relax, but we are reviewing and seeing if our programs are working. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. Very, very quickly, we've got, I think, 2 minutes now. Let's fuse Nhlanhla's question and Thabiso. This is about funding. Is there a possibility of funding, or can you direct them elsewhere? People who are doing these programs, is there funding or is there a number that we can give them? Very, very fast. We don't have time. Okay, I'm looking at my guest here. We do not have the answer to that. Linsuit, do you want to talk? Or doctor?
Yes. Thank you very much. We appreciate the efforts done by the stakeholders in the provinces. I need to indicate that from a provincial point of view, then we need to refer the organizations to the Social Development Provincial Office, because from the national, then we don't implement directly. Then we work through provinces. So the organization needs to approach DSD in that particular province.
Thank you. Rodney was not asking a question. He was proposing some kind of a national counseling. He believes this thing is a result of people are angry, at times even social workers. Maybe it's an issue that DSD might want to consider tomorrow What is it that we can do to partner with people that I know are doing this work? But the last and the parting question I would like you to respond as we conclude our program. Hulufelo from Zibadia is saying, will that be considered as economic deprivation when we do not give men money to buy alcohol, cigarette, to go jive with the friends, as it seems to be the case? That one is the last one, and we are ending the program.
Thank you very much for this interesting question, and but it's a reality. I'm going to answer this making use of what we call Maslow's theory, theoretical needs. The first level of needs is the physiological. The physiological specifically refers to very basic needs. Re bolela ka dijo, re bolela ka a clean water, re bolela ka a clean environment, re bolela ka diaparo. Ga gona le mo go bolelwang ka the smoking, ga gona le mo go bolelwang ka dancing, ga gona le mo go bolelwang ka any other thing. So if that is a situation, then that's where now one has to call 0800-428-428 for assistance. And in that situation, remember I talked about the integrated approach. So it means there is an element of addiction in the house, and therefore one has to be taken through rehabilitation process. So obviously then in that situation, ke mo re khonang gore re cancel the family, then but also re-assist in terms of managing the budget, but also re-cheer the person through rehabilitation to have a healed and productive family. Thank you.
That was Dr. Joyce. A parting note. Lindsay, do you want to say bye-bye and give us the numbers?
Okay, the numbers that our listeners can contact us on, we've got a toll-free number, which is 0800-428-428. Or you can just say 800-GBV-GBV. And then they can also send us a please call back by dialing *120*7867#.
Thank you very much, Mel Lindsay. That was bye-bye from Mel Lindsay. Now let's get the final bye-bye from Mamaila.
Okay, I want to inform our listeners that we are available 24/7. They can call us on that numbers, Miss Lindsay, have mention it. We are available. Just call the GPV and you'll get assistance in your own language. Thank you.
On that, thank you note, we have come to the end of our special broadcast brought to you by GCIS and DSD, Department of Social Development. I know this department is facilitating another program that is very exciting, just like this one. It's a pity when we are feeling good, time flies. I'm hoping that next week we'll bring another program here. To Ntate Gavin out there, Ntate Fenki out there, to Nontlantla out there. It's been a wonderful night. I'm Lennox saying good night.